Well, I kind of grew up in a, like a large family household. I had 10 brothers and sisters, including myself. So it was very, very broad with family. It was also dysfunctional. The family setting, I would say, it was very party-like household with my mother and my father. Some of my brothers are actually, my sisters are kind of older than me. So some of them were runaways. Some of them came back and forth. So it was kind of like a broken home. So a relationship wise, as far as in with siblings, it was there, but at the same time too, it was kind of absent. So dealing with my parents and living in a broken home such as this, it was still filled with a mother and a father within the household. But at the same time too, as a young child, I kind of witnessed abuses towards, witnessing it with my mother and my father towards my brothers and sisters. My mom had her own children. My father had his own children. So it was a mixed family household. So there was a lot of animosity when things would, in regards to when it came to their own children. So if someone was to get out of hand, either my mom would discipline my dad's kids and my dad didn't like that and he would discipline the other kids. So it was kind of dysfunctional. There was a lot of animosity towards one another as far as in siblings constantly fighting and stuff like that. So I kind of grew up in a household of physical fights between my parents, seeing that kind of really put into my perspective as really dysfunctional and not really knowing how to socialize with other students my age upon going into grade school.
Yeah. I think you had a lot of siblings. So how many siblings did you have? And also when in that were you oldest, youngest? So we have an idea.
So I have 10 brothers and sisters total. So I have 6 brothers, including myself, and then 3 sisters. So me, or as far as I'm the youngest of the family. So I'm the only child from my mom and my dad. My mom has her own kids and then my dad has his own. So I'm the only child within the household from both of them.
Did you ever feel rejected because of that? Because you didn't fit in, or was that not really a part of your childhood?
I would say yes and no. I mean, I felt a presence of love, but at the same time, I really didn't feel like I was loved, if that makes sense. My parents were there. I was close to my mother. My father was present. Again, we have a lot of children in the house, so my dad had to really share his time. So at the same time, as far as I can remember as a child, I don't really see or remember actually witnessing my father and myself doing things together as a father and son. So I would definitely say that there was some sort of feeling of rejection, not being led or being taught certain things in regards to the father figure. In my life, especially when he's present.
Yeah. Okay. I find your story interesting because for most people, it starts to get weird. There starts to be perversion around the teenage years. For you, it started very young, around 5 and 6, with the neighbor that you had. So can you explain what kind of relationship you two had and what kind of things you would do at that age?
So this is a neighbor that one of my friends that I've actually built within an apartment complex that I was living as a child. And it started off as just friendship. And then as far as in just my memory, where it takes me is actually just having encounters with him in regards to whether if it was just like touching, kissing, certain things like that. But in this happened for, I would say, maybe about a year, because I was located in this location for about a year at this specific apartment complex. But me and him were friends. My brothers and knew his older brothers. They didn't know exactly what was happening or anything like that. But there was, with mine and his relationship, it was friendship, but it was nothing I thought that was out of line or I knew to be wrong. I thought it was honestly normal. It was a normal thing. I didn't think it was a bad thing that we were doing. I just knew that, we just had to get away and do certain things like hide it. But there was never really no sense of like, oh, this is wrong. But at that moment, I just knew we couldn't do it amongst other people.
And how old was he? Was he the same age as you?
He was maybe about a year or two older than me.
Okay. So like I said, this starts very, very young. There's also something very significant in your life because you weren't a boy like most other boys. And I want you to talk about this. And at the same time, I want you to talk about how that impacted you once you got to grade school.